Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is June the 8th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. Kids from all around the world gather together to hear the Word from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 11 through 25. And then we finish our reading in Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 27. Now, Zechariah was working in the temple, and an angel appeared and gave him a message from God. Would Zechariah believe what the angel said? Let's read and find out from Luke chapter 1. While Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife, Elizabeth, will give you a son, and you are to name him John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the eyes of the Lord. He must never touch wine or other alcoholic drinks. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth, and he will turn many Israelites to the Lord their God. He will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly." Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure this will happen? I am an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years." Then the angel said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in front of the very presence of God. It was he who sent me to bring you this good news. But now, since you didn't believe what I said, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born. For my words will certainly be fulfilled at the proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah to come out of the sanctuary, wondering why he was taking so long. When he finally did come out, he couldn't speak to them. Then they realized from his gestures and his silence that he must have seen a vision in the sanctuary. When Zechariah's week of service in the temple was over, he returned home. Soon afterward, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and went into seclusion for 5 months. "How kind the Lord is," she exclaimed. "He has taken away my disgrace of having no children." Wow, Zechariah was amazed. He couldn't believe that God would bless him and his wife with a child in their old age. But this priest learned the hard way that nothing is impossible with God. Because of his unbelief, Zechariah couldn't speak until after the child was born. We can learn from Zechariah's experience. When God says he will do something, believe it. God is able to do what he says. This is what Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27 says, "I am the Lord, the God of all people of the world. Is anything too hard for me?" I think the answer to that question is no. Nothing is too hard for God. Even helping an old couple give birth to a son. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing, Lord willing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be back here again. And I hope that I can remember that God can do anything that he wants. And I hope that you can remember this too. And I hope that you can remember this other thing, which is this. You are loved. How about that? All right, my friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You be blessed. Bye-bye.